Palm Sunday marks Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. It's the beginning of what we call Holy Week, and Palm Sunday honors the fulfillment of Jesus' divine, human, transformative journey. A journey of hope and promise that parallels the experience of our own inner and outer struggles throughout life. A passionate, courageous entry it was, an entry that opened an inner realm of emotion and passion that brings us pause. It began with a zealous jubilation, eventually spiraling out of control. The same wide array of emotion that life presents to us: despair, uncertainty, expectation, ambiguity, anticipation, hope, promise. It's a time when the present and the past and the future all meld together. A time that allows us to reflect and contemplate throughout this week that which is eternal. A chance to seek our inner enlightenment. Paul Tillich, a philosopher and theologian, writes about these eternal inspired moments. He writes, "We experience moments in which we accept ourselves because we feel that we have been accepted by something that is greater than we. If only more such moments were given to us. These are the moments when life resonates, we love life, we accept ourselves, we accept others, not in our goodness and self-complacency, but in our certainty of the eternal meaning of life, the sense that there is something larger than ourselves." It is then that we enter the new Jerusalem. Jesus arrived in Jerusalem and asked his disciples to bring him the donkey, and he would ride and storm through the gates. It was a demonstration of sorts. It was street theater. A peasant king riding a donkey into Jerusalem, a prophetic fulfillment written throughout the Old Testament. Zechariah 9:9, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout out, O daughter of Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you, triumphant, victorious, and humble, riding on a donkey." The crowds began shouting, "Blessed is the kingdom. David is coming. We are saved." They waved their palm branches and they spread their garments on the streets. The time had come. The helpless will be comforted. Perpetrators of injustice are to know that they alone cannot determine what is right and what is wrong. The narrative is rich with imagery and points to something much deeper. Something much deeper. What does it mean to enter Jerusalem? How do we, each one of us, enter. In ancient times, ownership of a donkey was a sign of God's blessing. And a donkey represented a state of peace rather than a time of war. Jesus mounted upon a donkey, an animal that no one had ever ridden, a donkey which led him slowly forward into a riotous situation, lifting one dusty hoof at a time. Forever obedient, the donkey followed that inner calling, bravely facing what life presented. The donkey and Jesus evoke a visceral response to the state of the world around us. And at the same time, it opens our senses to the possibility of the way in which the divine works and is present into this life. A possibility to restore, to renew, and allow us to let go of those things that continually hold us back. It is speculated that rather enter through the north gate, reserved for kings, leaders in powerful situations, those who fabricate and manipulate truth, and promote war. Does anyone come to mind? Jesus entered through the south gate, the entrance to Jerusalem, the entrance that was reserved for people like you and like me. The southern gate, which is fragile, the gate where truth eventually comes into light. The entrance where God's love is made visible and God's love is present to every one who enters. Swedenborg tells us that our outer self can turn in different directions around our inner self, and our inner self can remain hidden within deep, buried layers of fear and uncertainty. Have you ever felt like a pretzel? I can feel that restriction. And entering Jerusalem is just like that, coming face to face with that restriction, face to face with our inner state. It's within you, Luke says. It's inside you, but it's also outside of you. It's a state of consciousness, an energy of love that pervades every cell of our being. Jerusalem is a place inside of ourselves that we can enter willingly, freely, and lovingly. The journey inward. Not just an intellectual journey, but an emotional, a spiritual, and a psychic journey that grasps the depths of the most inner, divine, human reflection of our nature. The secret is that when you know yourself, you come to know God, because as you explore and remove those aspects of yourself that aren't particularly attractive, God becomes present. And this is the journey, and this is the path. It's a path of love. After all, love is the common teaching throughout all of the world's religions. Maybe different viewpoints, but all of these world religions recognize the interconnectedness of all of life. Of all of life and all of love. From this awareness, values arise that heal and sustain the world rather than destroy it. Each faith may articulate these values differently, and though they describe love in a different manner, in a different method, they all talk about justice and stewardship and honesty and respect and love. Therefore, our task is to enter this loving relationship. Enter into a life of love and teach through example that life merges our inner and outer. The inner and outer being our essence. We become fully capable, fully certain. We're not alone. No one should struggle against the gravity of a war out of control and the oppression and the violence and the abuse and the discrimination and the poverty that war brings. May we heal and pray that love manifests and becomes a heavenly light, that we become the very creatures of love that embody the same justice that Jesus taught, innermost and outermost, in our words and our works, as well as our intentions. It is then we discover the heaven within us, the heaven that is within our very reach, the heaven within all of life. And it is at that time, only then, that we enter the new Jerusalem. Amen.